From the heart of Europe to the world, this is RTI.
Welcome back, boys and girls. It's Lee and Eric on the radio, doing Postcard from Pop Red, and already getting quite angry as we do. And
we have been. We have been, Eric. We have been angry, haven't we? Am I going to tell them about the council tax now?
Please.
Really angry.
With a prefix to it, this happened last year as well.
It did. Almost a complete rerun of it this year. Unbelievable. Yep. Do you want me to tell everybody?
Yes, please, mate.
Well, do you remember on the show last week, I said that we'd been out to buy a mobile telephone for £12,000?
Yes.
For Andrea's birthday. Yeah. And when they looked us up on the credit machine thing, my house didn't exist.
Right.
The house next door did, and the house next door on the other side did. But my house, the old stores, didn't exist. So I said, in a jocular fashion, well, that's it. I'm not going to pay my council tax then.
Right.
Guess what I got the next morning?
He didn't.
I did. I got a summons for non-payment of council tax.
You're having a laugh.
No, that is the God's honest truth. In the next morning's post, I received a summons for non-payment of council tax.
Right.
And you know what it said? It said, just go straight to court. Do not have to go. Don't collect £200. Don't do anything. Just get yourself into court in front of that magistrate for not paying your council tax.
But have you paid your council? Have you paid your council?
Yes.
So you were
only had I paid it,
mm-hmm.
I still had 2 months left to pay it if I hadn't done.
Oh, my word.
And do you know how much you said I owed them?
Go on.
£72.
Did you phone them up?
I phoned them up because they were charging me £50 costs.
Right.
£50 fine for non-payment of my council tax.
Right.
And a £35 costs. So that made it, I was actually paying in fines and costs more than I actually owed in the first place, which I consider to be illegal.
It's anyway, a bit wrong.
Yeah. No, yeah. So I phoned them up and I got in touch with the council tax people at Staffordshire Borough Council.
Right.
Staffordshire Council, it is actually, what a wonderful place.
Yeah.
And was met with arrogance, conceit. They treated me like a criminal because the question I was asking, remember, I was being fined, I'd been found guilty of a crime that I hadn't committed. Before I'd even gone to court, I was being fined and having costs awarded against me.
Steady, Tiger, steady.
I know I'm upset, right? So I phoned up and said, look, as far as I'm concerned, our capital tax is paid up.
Right.
I can show you receipts for when the payments were made. I said, look it up. Make sure I owe you. They said, no, get lost. Go to court.
What?
They actually said that if you wish to go against this order, then you must go to court.
Good God.
Right. Well, I know what happens in the council tax courts. They just rubber stamp each one. They don't look at it. If you're standing in the court, the chances of actually getting in and pleading your own case are nil.
Right.
So, you know what I did? And this is where I feel there is a very great moral for the rest of the world. And people like the council tax people in Stafford should really think about this.
Uh-huh.
I was incensed that I knew I'd paid my council tax and I was being fined for not paying it.
Right.
And I also had 2 months left on the contract to tidy up any loose ends.
Right.
So you know what I did?
Right.
I phoned up Stafford Borough Council's press office.
Oh, they're going to hate you now.
Well, I think they deserve it. And you know what I said? I just told them the truth. I said, I present a programme with a very good friend of mine who used to work for the BBC called Postcard from Poprad.
No, I'm called Eric Wiltshire, not Post... Never mind.
Oh, I thought that was a programme. I thought I'd been on a programme called Eric Wiltshire.
Shut up. Get on with it. Right.
Anyway, so, yeah, I said, that's it. We've got millions of listeners, everything, where on occasions we do some consumer-based stories. And this is going to be one of them.
Right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Guess what?
What?
I didn't have to pay the fine. I didn't have to pay the court costs. I didn't have to go to court.
You're abusing position now.
Why?
Well, for most people, they can't phone up a press office.
Of course they can't! That's the point!
I know. So are you telling me, because you're on the radio, they instantly bothered to look it up, whereas when you were a private citizen, they didn't give a cuss?
No, they just told us to go straight to court. Well, that's the only conclusion I can draw from what's actually happened.
Good God.
Don't you think so? And that means that some poor little old lady who's paid her council tax, but gets a threatening letter saying she's going to go to court, will have a go and she'll be stonewalled. I will not name the woman who stonewalled me, because I think that would be unfair, although what she did to me and has probably done to hundreds and hundreds of other council tax customers is pretty low and despicable.
That's ridiculous.
That old woman would end up paying the fine just to get it out of her hair.
Oh, I know, because I mean, my late mother was like that. She'd never question anything like that. Well, you must owe it, then you pay it. And I used to say,
absolutely. No. They write, that's it, exactly. And that's the attitude they expect you to take.
Well, no. Right, well, listen, there's an easy answer to that, then.
Tell us about them.
We're correct. Them. We're up for a fight, aren't we?
Of course we are. I'll fight anybody. I might not be 72 and a black damn.
Yes.
What's it? But I'll fight. I'll stand up and fight.
I'll tell you what, seriously, hang on, Lee. Seriously, just to wrap this up a bit. Being serious a minute.
I am serious.
If you've got that problem, boys and girls, get hold of us via the Facebook postcard from Pop Rad page or your local studio, whichever's best. I don't care where it is in the world. You get hold of us, and we'll drop a note to whatever council it is that's having a go at you. If you lie to us, we'll expose you on the radio.
Yeah,
simple as that. If you're telling us the truth, it will hurt the other people. And don't forget, we don't care who it is. We will take on British Telecom if it means getting some citizens some rights back. And we've done it. And we've taken on Deutsche Telekom. Don't care. Done it. So there you go. Sorry.
Here's one very quick one for you.
Come.
What's the difference between an ostrich and a council tax collector?
One's got his head buried in the sand.
No, they can both stick the bills up their arses.
You should have said bum.
I'm sorry.
You're very incensed about this, aren't you?
I am furious.
Well, I can see why, because the truth is, it's rather like when we had that problem with the young lady here who had lost her internet. It was only when we got involved, and if you missed the story, boys and girls, it was it was a lady in Poprad in Slovakia. And once we got involved in it, funny that, the bloke was falling over. She said she couldn't believe how nice this man was.
Uh-huh.
And to be honest, the rest of them should have been nicer in the first place. But consumers have got to understand that when they are... And do me a favour, boys and girls, don't just pretend you're right. Because I know as consumers, we all do it. We make a mistake when we read something, then we scream foul at the big company. And when you actually look at the contract says, well, that's what you're entitled to and that's what you got. So if that's
right,
the position...
Because they'll use that against you.
Absolutely. If you bought something and you've got what you paid for, hard luck. That's life. You should have read the ready contract. But if someone's trying to stitch you up like they did with Lee and the council tax, and it's wrong, different ballpark. But just check. You know, you don't want to be shown up on the radio for actually not paying your council tax, do you?
No, you don't.
No, no, because then millions of people will find out about it. So that's the deal.
Here's one last point on the council tax, right? Very quick last point that I think I should make. A few weeks ago, around here, they found the body of a woman in a weed bin.
Right.
Right, and...
You've done it again. You've pulled your microphone out, Lee. Just wait a minute with him, boys and girls. But I'm serious about that. Do get it right, rather than make yourself look a bit of an idiot, because it can be done with contracts. You can misread them. You can have accidents like that. Just double check your contract before you come crying to Eric and Lee, because if you're crying and you're crying because you're wrong, it's not going to help you. But anyway, back to the lady in the wheelie bin.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, there was they found the body of a woman in a wheelie bin, and the police said it'd been there for 3 years. Well, you know what crossed my mind? What have the dustbin men been doing for the last 3 years?
I should think avoiding it like the plague because it stunk.
Well, if they'd have emptied it, they'd have found it.
Yeah, but there'd probably been so much in the UK. There'd be so much paperwork to do with it that they run a mile because they're just sort of thinking I could save a rainforest.
Tell you what, if your scenario now is true, that is terrible.
It is.
I didn't say which council, did it?
Well, luckily, but the trouble is, there's too much red tape on all. Stop, Lee. Change the subject because we're getting too heated.
I'll change the subject.
Go on.
I saw a picture of Wayne Rooney's child in the sun yesterday.
And?
Don't think it looks like you've ruined it. Yes. Fuck on me punchline.
Yeah. I like Wayne Rooney.
I know, but his kid doesn't look like John Terry.
Oh, dear. Actually, my Twitter's just brought something up.
Has she? That's nice of her. Don't call her Twitter.
No, it's actually true. It's a Twitter feed, because I forgot to turn it off this week, because I do tend to turn it off. It is a good subject for you. Should distance learning students get the same opportunities and benefits as normal students?
Like what sort of opportunities and benefits?
Well, I suppose like student cards, tax breaks, all that sort of stuff.
That's an interesting point,
in America, because seriously, in America, boys and girls, distance learning, where you learn at home to get like a degree, is really big stuff, much bigger than in Europe. It's come up on my Twitter. Someone's asked it, so I've just sort of.
Well, I think they should. I think they should get the breaks.
Yeah.
You see, the thing is, a lot of people do tend to look at distance learning as almost a. Like a second rate form
of
learning.
But it isn't.
No.
No.
And the thing.
Actually, I'm interested now, Lee. Hold on a minute before you get there. My Twitter's just bringing up. This is what I like about Twitter, in so much that it brings you up so much information that you wouldn't necessarily normally get. Because after the question about students, underneath the student thing, I've got.
I know when I'm about to vanish now.
No, that's right. Underneath the student thing, now you have to say yes, Lee. Are you interested in the Prestatyn, which is in Wales, weather?
No. Yes, I am.
Well, apparently it's 5.3 degrees, 5.3, please note, and a wind speed of 10.8 miles an hour.
And have you just been told this on Twitter?
Yes.
How interesting.
Apparently somebody likes listening to Jamie Oliver. It's interesting.
Listen, if I tell you now that when this show is over, I'm going to have a cheese and muesli sandwich for brekker.
Oh, yucky.
Would you be really interested?
No.
You know what? Later on,
tonight,
and it'll all be spelt, as it comes out of my mouth, it's all spelt wrongly.
Yes.
Right, so you can't really work out what it says. Tonight, I is going to watch Coronation Street.
Right.
Are you really interested in that?
No.
Well, why does everybody put it on Twitter?
Well, there's one on here from a gentleman called Martin Stanford. All right.
Yeah. And he's not a friend of mine.
Well, no, he's a TV presenter, so that explains all that.
Oh, there's a friend of that, Stephen.
And he's just, actually, what a lovely bloke. He's the host of a brilliant programme on Sky News. And he's just said, thanks for supporting the show, which is actually called skynews.com. And the reason it's called that is it's all about sort of internet developments and stuff like that, but done in a great way. And it's very accessible. And apparently, it was voted the most popular show on Sky News yesterday. Wow. And he's Twittered to say thank you to the audience. That's nice.
But Jim Hawkins off Radio Shropshire Twitters all the time. And you know what he says? I had porridge for my brekkers.
Well, I don't care.
So what, Jim?
But I thought that was nice of Martin Stanford.
It's nice.
It's a change for us to do something that everybody can do because everybody, if you go onto skynews.com, when the program's on it, everybody around the world can actually watch the show because it's online. Don't have to have a satellite dish or anything like that. Anybody around the world can actually watch Martin's show. And it's a really good watch. Very, very, very good indeed. And he does it in such a way that even Lee could understand it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Moving along to your next story then, darling.
Well, I've no idea where it is or what it is. What do you want to do? Well, should we do the songs of death? The karaoke of death?
It's not very apt this week, is it?
It's not what?
It's not apt this week, is it?
No, all right then.
Can you pick another one quick?
All right then. What about this Canadian NATO station that's up for sale?
I want it!
I tell you what, I'd be there with you. It's only $1.4 million. How much is that in real money?
$1.4 million? How much is that in euros? I don't know.
Not much, is it? It's only about £800,000, £900,000.
Yeah.
Well, we know a man, don't we, who could, like just give us a like a bit of that, couldn't we?
So basically what you're saying, where is this place?
It's in Halifax in Nova Scotia.
Nova Scotia. So you've got what is effectively a complete Earth station. That's what they call them, Lee. Earth station. It's where you sling the signals up to the satellite, right?
Oh, you don't squirt these ones. It was your word. Don't you sigh at me like you.
And we could have our own station for 800,000. Then we'd have to get the trouble is, we'd have to pay for the satellite space as well then.
Would we? Well, couldn't we just leave it in the garage?
No. No, not. It's kind of a bit
How
too.
How do you launch it?
We don't launch it. It's on the ground.
What? It's crashed. Well, we're buying a knackered old crashed satellite then.
It's the place where you plug your transmitter in. Well, not your transmitter, but your signal in. And you have a big satellite dish, like the old Telstar ones. And that enables you.
Like that big sort of.
Round thing.
Paper, like.
It looks like a big dustbin lid to you.
Is that what it is?
No. And it's not
my. Anyway, carry on, yeah. I want to buy it. Could we broadcast our show from there? And you, just there.
From Nova Scotia, we could actually get onto one of the Eutelsat satellites, which broadcasts to the whole of Europe and Africa and the Middle East. Easy. Easy peasy. Been there, done it.
Hang on. I am sorry to bring your technical knowledge into disrepute.
Yes.
But you said it was like a dustbin lid.
Well, it's a big dustbin lid.
No, it isn't. It's golf ball shaped.
Oh, my word.
You know what else you get?
But it's a good
idea. Get a guardhouse. You get a security fence and a guardhouse.
Well, you could keep you in there.
Oh, I'd love that, man. Just me and the guards. And then you get 10,000 square feet of sterile biotech laboratory. Why would you want that?
I don't know.
Sell that off. A workshop. Living quarters, a kitchen, a laundry room, 4 sleeping quarters.
Yes.
That's ours. Eric, that's ours. Mr. T, Eric wants this. And so do I. And you can come and stay.
Oh, dear. But no, it's funny. Going back to where we were, I don't know how many people write on Twitter and how many people actually read Twitter.
Have we gone back to Twitter?
Well, no, because it's all about satellites again. Oh, someone's writing about me on here. They're talking about. Oh, someone's replying about me on Twitter. Oh, no, I won't do that one.
What did you say? Tell us.
Hang on. I've lost it now. I've lost it. Don't think I'm lying to you because I'm actually not. Because I scrolled through it so quick. Now I can't find the damn thing again. Not at all, Eric. Completely understandable. I'd say sounds like it must have been an awful thing to have. Oh, I wonder what that was then.
I have no idea, but what have you had that's been awful recently?
I don't know. But somebody's replying to a forum that I'm a member of and saying, sounds like it must have been an awful thing to have. Perhaps it was having a spot on the end of my nose.
Well, if you had a spot on the end of your nose, it would eclipse the sun.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much indeed. But I'd be interested to know, I'm sure lots of people write on Twitter, but how many people actually read the bits that come on Twitter from their friends? Or do they just ignore it?
Well, I suppose I'm a bit perverse, really.
Was that perverted?
You are.
What did you say, perverted?
Perverse!
Oh, perverse! Oh, right, sorry.
What thought of being perverted?
Oh, just the word went to me in your character and came out as perverted.
No, it's perverse. This is sort of upmarket perversion.
Uh-huh.
And, I only read the ones that I know are going to annoy me, like Jim Hawkins and Stephen Fry and people. I only read the ones that I know I'm going to get really annoyed about. Besides, the rest are trying to sell me computer bits and they want me to go on their website with me in my bikini and things like that. It's just ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. But it's funny, actually, because there's loads of people from around the world that are on this thing of mine. And you do get different perspectives on it. Although I must admit, there's a guy who will remain nameless in the UK who is a senior person in technology. He's a senior person in transmission equipment. This guy has run major, and I mean major, television studios for all sorts of people. Yeah. And you know, on his Twitter it says, it's a bit chunky, but the phone does look good on paper. Who has one already? Any feedback? And you think,
What's he talking about?
Well, he's trying to get some help on a phone because he's tempted to buy a phone, and he's put on it, anybody tried it? And I bet nobody's answered.
Well, no, I wouldn't answer. That's what I mean. You don't phone your best mate up and say, hey, just thinking you're buying a phone. What, do you know of anybody who's tried? Well, maybe you do, but you would be a jerk and not have many friends much longer. That's what I'm saying about Twitter.
All right. There's another perfect example. Now I'm here. Perfect example, Lee, yeah?
Yeah.
Who wants to read this? Lovely to be able to kick one's shoes off after a long, hot day.
Absolutely. Just having a gin and tonic. Just unwinding. It's middle class oik pomposity and shows the shallow. You know, the people on Twitter, I have a statement to make now. You Twitterers, you are all people with hidden shallows.
Ooh, that's not nice, is it? I'm on Twitter, and by the way,
I rest my case.
You're on Twitter as well.
I definitely rest my case.
It's so cool. And the other thing is, do you read all your friends' messages on Facebook?
No, do I? No. And
actually, that's a point. Do you like the new Facebook?
No.
No, I don't either. I think it sucks. I really do. I think it's a
load. Remember that one called My Face?
The what?
That one called My Face.
My Face?
Yeah.
Go on.
No, I'm not. No, I can't do it because it's far too rude to do.
All right.
On live television. I could have done a sort of derivation of it, which is not another word for pervert. That's another posh word, Eric. I could have done a derivation of that joke for you, but you let me down.
Okay. Well, Lee, can I tell you one surefire thing about television?
Go on.
You and I have got something absolutely in common for television.
I know what you're going to say.
We both got good faces for radio.
Why don't we start a group called My Face?
I don't know. Nah, it's a bit rubbish, really.
Oh, you know it's a bit... Oh, do you know? It's only two words. That's not breathing. That's two words. But start to call My Face. No.
But I would like to know if anybody can tell us that they really learn anything from the updates and the Twitters and all the other social networking groups. And if that is different with forums. Because, you know, like, the problem with the internet is it's too big, isn't it?
It's worldwide.
It's too big. There's too many bits in it. So if you've got... Oh, God, I just had an awful thought in my head.
Oh, no.
I have. Imagine... There was a group of people that all liked Lee Banks.
Yeah, there is a group of people who all like me. I think there's three.
And if there was a Lee Banks thingy on the internet, you can understand why the three people that would join it, would be interested to read what the other people were writing about. That makes sense. But when you get to the rest of it, you kind of think, yeah, and... What do I care how important your much watch movie list is? No.
No, absolutely not. That's the problem with it.
Yeah, I know.
It's anodyne, boring, facile, uninteresting. It doesn't, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't actually challenge anything.
No. Do you know what it reminds me of? I just suddenly realise what it is.
Go on then.
Do you remember the early days of CB in the UK?
Not really, but I do know what you're talking about. I do remember the inanity of it all. Yeah, but at least you get a bit of a laugh on there. Because people were actually communicating by voice, weren't they?
Well, they were, but my point is everybody became suddenly important.
Yeah, that's right, yeah, good point.
And I'm sorry, boys and girls, I left my Twitter on. I turned it off now so it stops going ping. And that kind of strikes me that could be the case with some of these people, like that guy we were mentioning earlier with the Google thing. It's just a way of saying, hey, look at me, I'm important, when they're not really.
Well, there is a downside to that.
Go on.
Which I don't really understand. Is you're quite right, it's a sort of a stage, it's a new stage, CB was. Yeah. But the problem is, everybody is anonymous. Now, why do you want to be important but not have anybody know about you?
With that,
why do you want to operate anonymously? I had a message on Skype of Nazimananaman.
I
actually, because it came from France, I thought, oh, it must be one of the fans of the show, so I actually did reply to this one. Normally I don't.
In 10 seconds?
10 seconds, I was offered all sorts of sexual favours on a plate from France. So I just blocked it. I just blocked it, said that, because I'm not into that kind of thing.
Absolutely. Right, with that happy note from Lee saying, block the stuff you don't want on the internet.
Yeah, block them.
It's Postcard from Pop Bread. We'll see you again very, very soon, boys and girls. Very goodbye from snowy Slovakia with me, Eric Wiltshire, and from Lee Banks.
And shiny Britain. Bye-bye.
RTI.